revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. The world of real Americans, please stand up. No more hiding your face in the sand. We're real Americans, please stand up. Divided, we're falling, but united, we'll stand.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers.
Send it right. Politicians take from you and me the very liberties that set us free. So stand up and fight.
Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. Hello, how is everybody doing tonight? Derek Peterson, you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Appreciate you being with us here. We're going to have Lori Anderson on tonight. We're blessed with Lori's presence tonight. I hope Lori's going to be picking up her phone. I just spoke to her a little while ago, and she's scheduled to be on tonight, so we're expecting Lori. And if Gary and Chris would be kind enough to sit in tonight, if I turn it over to Lori, maybe they can hang in there and help back up Lori, Gary and Chris, if you'd like to hang in there for Lori's broadcast tonight. That'd be wonderful. I wanted to start off by, well, first, just some details. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join the broadcast, we have some of the smartest and best callers and listeners in of any broadcast in this country. I don't listen to too much worldwide stuff, but my plate is full with the tyranny that's going on domestically. But we got the best listeners, the best callers, and the best co-hosts here with Gary, Chris, and Lori, and everybody out there. So we appreciate you joining us. 800-313-9443. Don't forget to support the network. If you value this Republic Broadcasting Network with all its great broadcasters, a dollar a day, is it not worth that to you, everybody? A dollar a day would be $5 a week, because there's 5 nights a week we broadcast, 5 days a week. And if you include Saturday, I guess we have some broadcast original, you know, it's not all reruns on the weekend. We have PJ on Saturday and some other great hosts. So, you know, what is it, a dollar a day, let's say $25 a month. I mean, people, if you can't swing that, you know, you're not going to have a Republic Broadcasting Network bringing you the truth and the insights and the knowledge and the wisdom that everybody really associated with this network at least tries to bring to you. Really, I wholeheartedly tries. I listen to other networks, man, and it's sad, Sterville. It's no good. It's a lot of, you know, Comey and Mueller and, you know, Hillary still bitching about Hillary and, you know, why hasn't Sessions gone after Hillary? Oh, I don't know. Gosh, you can't imagine why Sessions hasn't gone after Hillary and Barack Obushma. What's going on? Of course, he's not going to go after his fellow attorneys. They both belong to the same club. Hello? Hello? That's me knocking on my phone. So I want to know, if you value this broadcast and all the other ones on this network, please support the network. You can follow our chat room. Thank you, Sovereign Man. Sovereign Man was a real go-getter and took it up upon himself to set up a chat room for Freedom Scream Radio. And it's Freedom Scream Radio dot Chat Tango. That's the venue, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, Chat Tango, one T, dot com. So that's, once again, that's Freedom Scream Radio. chattango.com. And I really appreciate Sovereign Man and all the other self-starters out there who, you know, pick up the ball and run with it. You don't have to be told. You don't have to be asked. You don't have to be bribed. You don't have to be hired. You don't have to be pushed and threatened by the street Nazis or the witch's court. You could just do it up and do it. Man, I really appreciate people like Sovereign Man helping us out with the chat room, freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. So please join in over there and contribute to the, you know, make some comments, post some pertinent material, meet some people, and, you know, feel free to call in 800-313-9443 if you'd like to speak directly to our worldwide listening audience. I was very interested with the Lori sent me a video, and I believe it's posted up at republicbroadcasting.org, which I'm really going to start pushing that, because if they have stuff like this, this is going to be one of the better, if not the best, news sites going right now. A video from one of the squad cars. I believe it was a female, either a sheriff's department or a Las Vegas PD, from the squad car. And if I'm mistaken on any of these details, Lori, correct me, but the video from this squad car clearly showed muzzle flashes coming from the fourth floor. So that adds three floors now. The police confirmed in the radio transmission that Lori played for us last Friday with her wonderful guests, and we appreciate them coming on and lending their expertise. I think she's going to try to have them on, or at least was it Jeremy again on this Friday. During that broadcast, we heard the police saying there were shooters on the 32nd and the 29th floor. Now, with what is clearly muzzle flashes coming from the fourth floor, that's three different floors that there were shooters on at this hotel. There's no way that this wasn't anything but an intelligence agency operation staged event using a convenient patsy named Lee Harvey Paddock. Hey, with that, I'd like to bring in Gary first for a prayer. Chris, come in anytime you want to chime in, and then we'll get to Lori. Gary, how are you tonight, my sir?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? How are you? It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're with us tonight. We just wanted to hear some words from you and take us, you know, after you make some comments, take us into a prayer with the focus of, you know, not only the victims of the shooting, but all the persecuted patriots who are languishing in prison during this horrifying, nightmarish patriot persecution of 2017. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Eric. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you guys. It's a real pleasure for myself. And once in a while, I have an extra listener here, and everybody gets very excited about what's going on for the right reasons, of course. And I appreciate it myself very much. And I want to say hi to Chris. I'm not going to say hi too often, but anyhow.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you, Chris. And the information that's brought forward is really wonderful. I know that I just I enjoy all the things that I can learn. Even though I'd be up in those, you know, those golden years, I still can retain some of it, and I can still visualize it, and I still have a faith in my heart that we have been trying to push the well-regulated militia to the folks out in Colorado and different places. I think that's their only answer that we can come up with that's lawful, it's constitutional, and they can even hold court-martial trials. They can do everything that needs to be done as a well-regulated militia. And this, our forefathers, for some reason, they saw in the future what we might be facing. And we do have some very powerful people that are in the militias. They're very honest, and they're very forthright. And we heard some great stories that's happened after this this great flood that happened in Texas and Louisiana and Florida. The people who were in that militia, they served their country and their fellow people very well and honorable. So I applaud them for that, and I want everybody to know that. But as we go into a prayer tonight, we'll ask our Father, Yod Vayhi. That's the Paleo name of our Father. People called and asked me, why do you use that, his name? Well, because the scripture says, only those who call upon my name shall be redeemed. Okay? And so he made it very clear that he has a name, and in the Paleo Hebrew, it is Yod E Vayhi, the YHVH. And with that, we'll go to our Father with prayer. And our Father, Yod Vayhi, we come thanking you tonight that you do give us blessings, and there are things in this country that you have established. You've established that this is a country of the new Israel. It's a land where the pine and the fir and the boxwood go together. And there's two witnesses of that in the book of Isaiah. And This is remarkable that he gave this country to the sons and daughters of Israel. And he said, wherever you go, you sons and daughters, you'll be a blessing to the, they call the word Gentile, but to the nations is what it means. That's what it says, nations. And Father, we want to be a continual blessing to people. We want to be a blessing to our country, ourselves, our righteousness that you only you can supply for us. We want to be a responsible group of people that do that which is right and continue to do what's right and support that which is right. And by doing that, this is a support that helps all nations. Every person that's on the face of this earth gets represented by the Israelites who hold steadfast for the word and the truth thereof. And Ben Yadivai, we thank you for giving us this great country, a great country of production of all kinds of sorts of things. It's unbelievable that how you have blessed America with all the different fruits and vegetables and meats and minerals and everything that we have in our hand. And we've misused it, and we've misused that which you give us. And we do come repentfully to you, Father, that we would change our ways and repent and change our ways and go forward in doing that which is right in your sight. With that, we'll call upon you to, we pray for the Bundys, and we pray for Tom Lactiver. We pray for the folks that are in the Colorado 8-9, we call them now. And we pray especially for Steve Curry as he's going to go through a surgery for his crushing of his knuckles. And we pray that thou would reach out and touch him and give him strength. And we pray that as the patriots and the militias of this great country, as we would come together just to do that which is right in the sight of Yadivai. And we ask this all in our Father's name. So be it.
Excellent. Fantastic point about the people working together in all helping each other, black, white, brown, yellow, green, didn't matter. The color of skin was irrelevant. That was truly an example, and nobody else has made this analogy. That was what a perfectly clear, crystal clear, and excellent, righteous example of the citizen militia. And I'm sorry, I know we don't like the word citizen, but the people's militia. What Gary just said, the founding fathers saw into the future. They knew tyranny was eternal. It goes on forever. It's not going to change in 1820 or 1860 or 1940 or 1990 or 2001. It'll change for the worse, but tyranny is eternal, and it will be there forever. And they saw a need to include a well-regulated militia, and it doesn't say regulated by, Colonel Crackhead or General Jackass. It says just well-regulated. That means we can do it ourselves, and we always do. And look what the people in Texas and down in the southern Florida and all the southern states have done during these hurricanes, and as well as other places in the country, that the wildfires and where we have natural disasters, the people seem to work together really well, and it is a fantastic example of what the militia really is. It's not always just this gun thing that goes and fights the tyrants. It's people banding together and making it on their own, so to speak. Mr. Government, we don't need you. Mr. and Mrs. FEMA, go away. FBI, go to hell. CIA, go screw. Federal Reserve, stick it in your behind. I could go on and on and on all night. And by the way, what are we still doing with the Department of Education when that was the first thing that was supposed to go bye-bye when Trump got elected? He seems to be endeared with bigger government. As long as it's his bigger government, it's like Tillerson, we're not going to have a new world order under Obama, but we'll have a global world order under Trump and the Goldman-Trump administration. Add Goldman Sachs to the list of beneficiaries for this mass shooting. You don't think Goldman Sachs likes this mass shooting? Are you kidding me? They own 1.7 million shares of Concentration Camps of America, CCA. I'm sorry, Correction Corporation of America, trying to change their name to Core Civic to clean up their image, which will definitely fail because their image is stained from the very get-go, from the very genesis of the idea of a private prison in a free republic. The two are at odds with each other. It's the antithesis of one another. It's anathema to a free republic to have a private prison system, and all the witches, courts, and street Nazis profit, and attorneys profiting from it. So anyway, that was a great example of a citizen militia. And Goldman Trump administration to the list of beneficiaries. Do you think they want their private prison, CCA, which they own 1.7, think about it, 1.7, over 1.7 million, not 1,700, not 170,000, 1.7 million. That's almost 2 million shares of a company that's packing its private prison full of patriots right now and nonviolent drug offenders and people who didn't comply with the order for the witch's court to show up at a hearing or dot their I and cross their T or whatever else they did or didn't do. I don't think Goldman Sachs would mind this shooting one bit. Look at all the laws that are going to come down the pike, new gun restrictions, new security statement policies in effect, no trespassing here, can't carry a gun there. All of a sudden it's stretched out to knives, and you're carrying a pocket knife into a football game, and all of a sudden you're going to be charged under the new anti-terrorism laws. You see where this goes? Goldman's Trump administration loves lovey-dovey. They love this whole mass shootings, more chaos, the better. This is why we got to dump every three-letter agency down the toilet, get rid of all the corporate officers, bring in real people to run our government so it can be run like a public service and not a business. With that, I'm going to give it to you, Lori.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
All right, Lori. Good to hear you. How are you? Take it away.
I am doing well, and I want to connect some dots that I personally think are connected. So I guess a good title for tonight's show is Mastering the Human Domain, Media Manipulation, and Mandalay Bay. Is it all connected?
Oh, sounds like a winner.
I've got something to add to you, Lori.
It very well could be. And I have some information that I have to get out there to be able to explain why I think it very well could be. So, as always, the gift that keeps on giving, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas exposed the New York Times for exploiting social media and news manipulation. In a minute, you will understand why this is so important for us to report this evening, but this is also wonderful, so we'll have to play a little bit of a clip of that. However, James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, as always, never ceases to break stories that affect the American people. And he has the latest exposure of the American bravado is none other than the New York Times and how they exploit social media and manipulate the news. Yes, we are talking about YouTube algorithms. We are talking about Google, and they have it all on camera. In a two-part series produced by Project Veritas, and an undercover camera captures the words of Nicholas Dudich. I am assuming that is how you say his name. If not, I apologize for chopping that up. Audience strategy editor for the Times' extensive video library. Dudich speaks candidly about how his left political bias influences his editorial judgment and reveals an unusual connection to the former FBI director James Comey and a strange association with domestic terror group Antifa.
Oh, you don't say.
Yes. Now, as we go on with this, as I said, it's a part one and two-part series. We're not going to do the clips of part one. However, they are accessed, of course, on my Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio collection. All you have to do is type in laurieanderson.com. You can get there and go into that collection, and you will be able to see those videos. However, Project Veritas released the video of the New York Times video gatekeeper Nicholas Dudich, who was caught on hidden camera boasting of his lack of journalistic ethics. Dudich, who serves as audience strategy editor, displays a lack of integrity throughout the video and managed videos, which go on, quote, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram for the Times. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll continue this discussion.
Dying trees. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for being with us tonight on the RBN Network. That means the Republic Broadcasting Network. There's a reason it's not called the Democracy Broadcasting Network. I heard Roger Stone the other day do his little dance on the radio on another broadcast, and boy, he used the word democracy twice in his little spiel. We didn't use the word republic once. Very, very, very suspicious. We are a republic, not a democracy. The rights of the individual supersede the rights of the collective. Better that 1,000 guilty people go free than one innocent people go to prison. And we have the exact opposite of that. We're living under communist occupation and cloaked in a flag. With that, we're going to go back to Lori. Lori, would you like to continue?
Yes. So what we are is we're covering what Project Veritas is so good at doing, is these undercover sting operations, I guess is a good word for it. They are phenomenal journalists and great at gathering information and intel. One video that most people would love to be able to get a hold of. They've made huge differences in our world for Americans. So Project Veritas, as I was explaining before the break, has released a video of the New York Times video gatekeeper Nicholas Dodich, who was caught on hidden camera boasting of his lack of journalistic ethics. Now, while talking about being objective at the Times, Dodich replies candidly, "No, I'm not. That's why I'm here." Dodich considers himself an important player in the New York Times, telling the Project Veritas journalist, quote, "My voice is on, my imprint is on every video we do," unquote. Dodich goes on to explain what he might do to target President Trump. Quote, "I'd target his business, his dumb F of a son, Donald Jr. and Eric. Target that. Get people to boycott going to his hotels. Boycott. So a lot of the Trump brands. If you can ruin the Trump brand, you put pressure on his business and you start investigating his businesses and you start shutting it down. Or they're hacking or other things. He cares about his business more than he cares about being president. He would resign or he'd lash out and do something incredibly illegal, which he would have to do." When the undercover journalist asks Dodich if he could make sure that the anti-Trump stories make it to the front, he replied, quote, "Oh, we always do." So that's a little bit of what is in the first section of the part two series. I'm going to play a clip of for you because it really ties into what we are going to discuss tonight, as well as Mastering the Human Domain and Mandalay Bay. And so if you could, Mike, could you please play LV1? Okay, so we only have 4 minutes until, or approximately 2.5 minutes until break. And so we're going to wait to play that so you can hear the whole thing.
I've got something for you.
Right? Sure.
Well, earlier this afternoon, I was on John Stadmiller's show when he was making some very astute observations of some strong scientia or suspicion of behavior of the California terrorist government of Governor Moonbeam Brown having something to do with his agencies or other agencies of the so-called terrorist de facto government, very strongly having the appearance of being involved in precipitating some of these firestorms that are occurring in this weather war devisedly dry area and being heavily chemtrailed. And I also received a call. I had actually mentioned Deborah Tavares on John's show because she lives in that area, and I was thinking of her and concerned about her, and I received a very panicked call from her telling me about FEMA and FBI agents armed to the hilt, occupying towns, marching through neighborhoods, forcing people from their homes. After the break, I'll give you the rest.
Yeah, I want to know more about this. Was that from Deborah Tavares? She's very reliable, and we're going to hear more about this after the bottom of the hour.
Absolutely.
Very important breaking news here on the RBN Network.
Absolutely.
Hold tight, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Yep. Hold right there. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Lori, Gary, Chris, and Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to get right back into it because we got Lori on the line. We got Lori, we got Gary, we got Chris. Chris, what were you just telling us that Chris has some interesting, very, it sounds to me like some really important information to relay from Deborah Tavares, who does excellent work in the, especially in the field of the smart meter research and the electronic grid, as well as the government testing, the legalized guinea pig testing that the U.S. military and the scientific and medical establishment do on their own people here in this country. So anyway, Deborah Tavares is very reliable. Chris, what did she have to say to you now? Break this down for us.
All right. She sent me emails. If I was more tech savvy, I would figure out how to do it to you. Maybe you can teach me after the call or something or other, of actual FEMA FBI agents marching through their community armed with long rifles and handguns, forcing people from their homes. She was packing up her family and from their home because they were supposed to be in the red fire watch zone and being evacuated. Now, recall that they've been under a weather war assault there for many years, multiple passes of chemical sprayings in the area, aerial sprayings, solar radiation management, as they call it, which it has nothing to do with reflecting the sun. It has to do with poisoning the aquifers, the land, and the plants, and killing everything in sight In fact, you can see quite a few dead trees in the pictures that she sold me, sent me. And what they're doing is they're forcing people out of their homes. They're claiming they won't be able to be allowed back until FEMA can assure they've had the infrastructure restored, have power, water, and communications and things restored back in their homes. Doing
great,
the same
that could take years.
Absolutely. The same thing they did in Katrina when Craig Fugate, the communist for the Department of Homeland Security, forced people from their homes, then had the Communist Corps of Engineers go in to so-called abate their homes to protect them from hypothetical dangers that may occur irrespective of any valuables, medals, coin collections, or other family mementos that might have been retrievable, even old tools they might have wanted to save because of their collectability and valuability. Even pictures can be dried out and reclaimed from that sort of stuff. But he claimed it was too dangerous for them to go back, so they were going to have to bulldoze everything. Uh-oh. That's kind of interesting. Huh. Well, let's see. Or maybe I better see what's going on here. Huh.
What's up, Chris? Chris, are you getting beamed up to planet Pleiades, or what's going on over there?
I don't know what's happening. It's real strange. I've never heard that before.
We have, and I always check with Mike on the board just to make sure it's, you know, if it's an explainable, glitch, we give it, we explain it. But, boy, we've had a lot of dropped calls, interrupted broadcast. Eric, the Freedom Screamer, getting his call dumped right when he's pushing the exact buttons that they don't want pushed. And Chris as well, so bear with us on the background.
Well, you catch it, but you catch a lot of flack when you're over
Chris,
the target.
Hold on a second. I want to back up a little. What jurisdiction? What part of the country was this? And was this in California that Deborah was she witnessed people being forced from their homes by the three-letter agencies? Good thing we have the FBI keeping everybody
safe.
She
lives up in
throwing them out of their home. Yep.
She lives up in the Sonoma wine country area, California. I think she mentioned specifically the Palace Vegas area. That was a resort area that was pretty nice that they were being forced out. Many homes have been burned plumb to the ground, destroyed, businesses destroyed with fire. And it's not without consideration that because Governor Moonbeam, Jerry Brown, the communist himself, who's wanted to secede from the Union and become a part of the UN, would be precipitating this sort of activity. In fact, John was forecasting that he thought that there could be a good possibility that they were actually starting the fires, the government agents, the BLM, they've been known to start fires, and like they were burning people out of their property, like they were trying to do the Bundys. And, of course, then when the Bundys tried to do fire control management, set a backfire to keep their property from burning to the ground, they charged them with starting a fire. That's kind of what set some of that stuff apart. Not the Bundys, but the Hammonds up there.
It's absolutely well. It's well within the frame of reason that the government would light a fire to cause chaos and capitalize on it. And you don't have to go far these days to wake people up and get through to people. There's very few people that would dispute that very strong possibility that it's the three-letter agencies that create chaos. Once again, I got to go back to my very close friend of mine who was tops in his class at the hostage rescue training, and they told him they're not going to need him because he placed too much of a high value on life, and they were looking for people in the hostage rescue unit who would be willing to get as many civilians killed as possible to justify the existence.
Remember, Eric, I don't want to steal Lori's thunder, but Jade Helm and owning the human domain and controlling the human domain and the total sphere of planetary operations, the global New World Order, this is what FEMA, their drill of Jade Helm, was about. And if you look at their maps, a lot of these same areas are the ones that are being attacked with weather war, fire war, these asymmetrical war where they can use all forms of technocracy, whether it's fire, weather, they're having dry lightning strikes, that's Operation Godbolt. There are satellite weaponized laser energy systems that can be used to precipitate volcanoes and seismic activity. The seismic activity, there's at least three different volcanoes that are active in the northern part of California. The seismicity up and down the northern California San Andreas Fault and the associated fault lines
are very active. Yellowstone is also hyperactive, and they're talking about the insanity of dumping cold water to inject it inside the magma, which is hundreds of degrees hot, which will naturally cause it to explode and start the eruption that they claim they're trying to suppress by allegedly cooling it off in their insane, baseless theories of insanity.
Right. And before we go back to Lori, I think it's important that we refer, and maybe Mike on the board can pull this up sometime in the next, 20 or minutes or a half hour or whenever, the comments by Secretary of Defense William Cohen, who specifically discussed scalar weapons, tectonic weapons, weather weapons of mass destruction that, of course, we wouldn't want to fall into the hands of the terrorists. I'm much more worried about it falling into the hands of the U.S. government and military, who's got it right now. They're the ones that I'm really worried about. And maybe Mike can pull that up, we can hear from the horse's mouth.
If you remember, Deborah Tavares's website, StopTheCrime.net, has a lot of these authentic original documents, such as Owning the Weather in 2025, the AirPlus, the U.N. Plan for Total Domination Takeover, UN Agenda 21, the State Department Bulletin Pamphlet number 7277.
Let's plug her site again, Chris. Plug her site again slowly.
StopTheCrime.net. StopTheCrime.net.
StopTheCrime.net. Yeah.
She's a consummate researcher, journalistic investigator.
Yeah, I was getting emails from people wondering what happened to her, and is she okay? Is she still around?
It was almost unbelievable, coincidental, or spiritually guided. I had talked about her on John Statfiller's show, and I hadn't heard from her in over a year or two, and she called me up. And she was very, very concerned and panicked. She had her grandchildren there with her, helping them move out. I heard her daughter being concerned about talking to people with these crazy ideas, delusional people, as some have called me on this network recently, but it's unfortunate, but the Bolshevik Revolution that's at our doorstep here in America, version 2, that was the anniversary on October 1st when this so-called Las Vegas scenario took place, this false flag event here, where at least it's never let a crisis go to waste, and we still have seen no credible, firsthand, competent evidence from anyone that this so-called shooter, Pollock, was actually the shooter. In fact, the security guard, Campos, was shot through the door, not when they opened the door, but through the door because they had electronic cameras attached to a serving cart sitting out in the hallway. And whenever he'd gone to a different open door down in the hall from where he was at, they heard drilling from the inside of the room. And apparently they had peepholes in the room. And nobody ever saw who shot him. It was a bullet that came through the door that shot him in the leg 5 minutes before they started the barrage of bullets. This first went over their heads and struck the fuel tanks across the way, supposedly with tracer ammunition, which is driven by white phosphorus, but because JP-7 jet fuel is merely white gas or kerosene as we know it, it's not the combustibility factor of ignition easeability that gasoline is like they thought.
Right. Will you make sure that when you talk to Deborah that she is has an open invitation to come on this broadcast anytime she wants to discuss her concerns, which her observations, her research, anything where she wants to take it. But will you let her know that this forum is wide open for her, because I've heard her interview. She's been on with Dr. Stan and other people as well. She does great. I mean, she used to be on the good old days when other broadcasts were for real. You'd find Alex Jones, but you don't hear much from her anymore. She's been shut, kind of silenced, and I want to make sure she has a place to voice her research and her concerns and observations. So let her know it's a wide-open invitation when you communicate with her.
Remember, Deborah, like much of us, many of us, myself, Tom LaCavera, the Colorado Nine, Gary knows about them, many people in America that are freedom liberty lovers that do due diligent investigative deep research to uncover these nefarious schemes of the de facto foreign government that's controlling this country, that's driving us into oblivion and to all these foreign wars and empire building schemes of drug development and child pedophilia and baby body parts trafficking around the world, are psychopathic, murderous individuals with no concept of conscience or morals or scruples. They are absolutely in it for the money, the lust for money. and their brains are eaten out with evil, so they have no compunction, no morals, or no restrictions on what they can do by any means or schemes they deem to seem necessary or proper or fun or lustfully satisfying as the operant circumstance that these demoniacs operate from. And so I think we need to hear from Lori and hear what she had to offer, because I bet it capitalizes and probably italicizes what we're just talking about. And yes, I did tell Deborah Tavares that we'd be talking about her, but she is a targeted individual. She's been being stalked up there, and she's very fearful for her life and the lives of her family up in that area.
Yeah, understandable. And in honor of all, we're going to get right back to Lori here in a second, but in honor of all the people who called you a lunatic, I think, Mike, whenever you pull up that Secretary of Defense William Cohen talking about weather weapons, you can feel free to play
the
that.
Owning the weather in 2025.
Was that what it's called? Owning the, what was it, Chris?
It's the Air Force document, Owning the Weather in 2025, except they're way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, well, I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth, William Cohen, because he came right out in public and said it. So if that clip's available, Mike, I'm going to say spin it now. And if it's not available right now, we'll get to Lori while we're looking for it. Okay, we'll see if we can dig that up later. Lori, back to you for now.
Okay. Well, as I was explaining, Project Veritas, and this is all connected with everything, actually, with what you were just talking about. The focus on the Jade Helm, as you were talking about, Chris, actually the most important and the most dangerous part of the Jade Helm is the not only the computer part of it where they do the surveillance part of it, but the most important and most dangerous part is the mastering the human domain part. And that's what I'm going to explain in a minute. But first we're going to get to what James O'Keefe exposes, because it actually goes right in line with mastering the human domain. So if you could, Mike, if you would play LV1, let's hear from James O'Keefe and what he has released today.
We just did a video about Facebook negatively, and I chose to put him in a spot that I knew wouldn't do
well. What was the story?
Keep it hush hush, because, like, let's say something ends up on the YouTube front page, like, New York Times freaks out about it, but they don't know it's just because my friends curate the front page.
Nick is probably, like, one of the people, I think, who has more knowledge about YouTube as a platform than probably almost anyone else that I know.
These are the most dishonest people. They've got a couple of reporters in that newspaper who are so bad.
My friends at YouTube.
Is that, like, good for your business to have connections with them?
Yeah, very good.
Nick is probably one of the people, I think, who has more knowledge about YouTube as a platform than probably almost anyone else that I know.
I'm a gatekeeper, so I can choose what goes out and what doesn't go out.
People say, who are you going after next? There's a lot of other media organizations that need to be exposed. Who here would like us to release undercover videos inside their holy grail, the New York Times?
Fake news, New York Times edition. Our latest American Provident investigation has taken us down another unexpected road. New York Times video strategy editor Nick Dudick is back, this time revealing insider secrets about how to manipulate the country's largest social media networks. In our latest meeting, Dudick makes shocking admissions about the New York Times and Facebook.
As an editor, I'm a gatekeeper, so I can choose what goes out and what doesn't go out. And let's say we wrote something about Facebook negatively. We actually just did a video about Facebook negatively. And I chose to put him in a spot that I knew wouldn't do
well. What was the story about?
Dudick is referring to a video released by The Times on September 18th titled, How Facebook is Changing Your Internet. It's a video that is critical of Facebook, its editorial power, and control over information.
The question is, whose values are we following? Should we cater to the values of Facebook's algorithm and policies in order to be heard? And while Facebook claims to be connecting people, they're doing it their way, with their rules, and you don't really have a say in it. That's because Facebook isn't a democracy, it's a business. And their business interests are changing the future of your internet.
Dudick claims to have buried the story because it portrayed Facebook in a negative light. Dudick's biased treatment is a clear violation of his company's ethical handbook, which states,
The goal of the New York Times is to cover the news as impartially as possible and to treat readers, news sources, advertisers, and others fairly and openly, and to be seen to be doing so. In covering Facebook unfairly, Dudick actively worked against his own company, the people who are paying him. He worked against the interests of the New York Times.
So you really get to control then, like, what comes in and then what's going out, and then that's why they're so strict.
And also, like, I could have put that, programmed that at a time of the day where I knew it would get killed. Okay.
The reason for Dudick's pro-Facebook agenda is personal. Dudick has friends all over Silicon Valley, friendships that are well worth protecting.
The newest, like, cutting-edge stuff in the industry is here, like, when it comes to best practices, which is kind of true, but, yeah. Like... most of the stuff I know from, like, my friends at YouTube and proprietary places.
Oh, man. So. Do you have connections with them?
I do. Because we all started in the industry at the same time, so.
Right. Is that, like, good for your business to have connections with them?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
When we first met Dudick, he boasted about his connection in another online empire, YouTube. Here he is describing to our undercover journalist how he gets Times content to the front page.
But I mean, like, they're not conflicts of interest, is it?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, if that's the reason that you're keeping it hush-hush, that makes sense.
No, keep it hush-hush because, like, let's say something ends up on the YouTube front page, like, New York Times freaks out about it, but they don't know it's just because my friends curate the front page.
Right.
So, it's like a little bit of mystery you need in any type of job to make it look like what you do is harder than what it is.
YouTube claims to be an open video platform for the people. Their company mission statement emphasizes freedom of opportunity. We believe everyone should have a chance to be discovered, build a business, and succeed on their own terms, and that people, not gatekeepers, decide what's popular. Yet, according to Dudick, YouTube has gatekeepers. Gatekeepers that can and have given preferential treatment to the New York Times content. We were instantly intrigued, so we asked Dudick for names.
How did you meet the people that do the YouTube stuff?
What, to step onto YouTube?
Yeah, like the front page stuff.
Ernest, I hired him at Fusion.
Ernest Petty is in charge of brand and diversity curation at YouTube.
I work on a team that does, like, provide some human inputs into, like, a lot of the machinery of YouTube.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means that, like...
like, human input. So, like, you don't let the algorithms necessarily control everything, or...?
It just means that the algorithms do control everything, but sometimes you need humans to provide a
guidance.
Check or guidance.
Yeah,
exactly.
To what goes, yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't, then you end up with
horrible things.
Yeah, hugely embarrassing things.
What about the algorithms? Can you do something with that? To say
it's
less of that.
Realistically, like, that's what the, like, that's what that news carousel kind of does. So, like, it's above the search results. So, at the very least, we can say that, like, this shelf of videos from news partners is legitimate news, because we know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyways.
Algorithms control YouTube, but according to Petty, his team has the power to shape those algorithms. For Nick Dudick and the New York Times, this connection is invaluable.
Nick is probably, like, one of the people, I think, who has more knowledge about YouTube as a platform than probably almost anyone else that I know.
From what we've heard, Dudick has more than just knowledge of YouTube. He has access. We wondered, what exactly does a friendship with Petty buy the New York Times?
There are things that exist in the product that are definitely optimized for news. Like, we have a news channel page that features news stories from, like current events. Or if you search for, if there's a current event that's happening in the world, and you search for it, then there's a shelf of news videos that that are about that specific story.
YouTube is the second most trafficked website in the world, behind only their parent company, Google. They may not write columns or attend press conferences, but YouTube's audience size makes them a power in the world of journalism. They decide which news sources are promoted to the public with what Petty calls the news carousel.
We didn't have this news carousel on the search page a year ago, but now, like last night, I did search for Hugh Hefner. Like, there are the search results, but then there's also like a carousel at the top of the page that's just news videos, and that's them thinking like, there's this need. People are searching for a topic that our systems know is a newsy topic. So let's give them videos that we know to be newsy because we know that we have these news partnerships.
Dudik and the New York Times are one of those news partnerships. Petty seems to acknowledge that Times videos get preferential treatment, specifically in the case of the James Comey hearings.
So, like, in his case, what he was telling me about was, like, the Sessions hearing. I think it was Sessions, or was it Comey? But,
Okay. I think I know what he's talking about.
But, what do you mean? maybe you know what I know about him.
In very rare cases, we will try to make up for the fact that something isn't in the trending tab.
Okay.
It's very rare.
Okay.
But in those cases, then we will, like, use some human intervention to make sure that, like, to encourage the thing to be there, basically.
So come.
Yeah.
The media began reporting on YouTube's breaking news carousel in August. In their story, The Verge wrote, "It's unclear whether Google is populating this section algorithmically or curating content by hand. Based upon Petty's comments, the process seems to be a combination of the two."
What about the algorithms? Can you do something with that? To say
it's
less of that?
Realistically, like, that's what the, like, that's what that news carousel kind of does. So, like, it's above the search results. So, at the very least, we can say that, like, this shelf of videos from news partners is legitimate news because we know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyway.
Illegitimate news. What does that even mean? Who decides what is legitimate and what is illegitimate? Why do they have the power to make someone legitimate or illegitimate just because they don't like them? Is that really the environment, the news environment that we want to live in? You know, George Orwell wrote a book called 1984. And in that book, he said the party told everyone to reject the evidence of their eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. We finally have irrefutable proof that this type of thing is happening. It's happening on platforms that have almost universal control over the information we have access to. And honestly, it's worrisome. Stay tuned. For a look behind the scenes at the making of this American Pravda series.
And on that note, we will connect even more dots after a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us.
I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.